Chapter 3. The Angels describe themselves as an interdenominational Protestant movement founded in 2025 by Ian Clevenger, pastor and conservative Virginia state senator. However, they are described by critics as evangelical eco-fascists and a Christian terrorist group. What is eco-fascism anyway? The angelic movement explained. If the boy in black pulls the trigger, he'll kill me. I picture it, mapping each detail from Dad's body to mine. One shot to the chest to drop me, a second to the head to finish the job. His face, my face, caving around the bullet, sucked in toward the black hole of our eyes. It would keep Seraph out of the angel's hands, if I were dead, wouldn't it? Wait, I'm not with them. I'm begging the same way I pray before I can stop myself. Please, don't shoot, please. The boy gestures with the barrel of the gun. Explain the whites. The whites. My robes. The robes I'm holding. I drop them to the floor like they're burning me. It's not what it looks like. They kidnapped me. They made me wear them. Angels don't kidnap people. They just kill. Neither of us move. Every inch of the boy is smothered in black. Gloves, belt, heavy-laced boots. Even his mask is black, made with a thick fabric hiding everything below his eyes. The photo negative of an angel, a perfect copy of the shadow on the office building across the street. Is he going to shoot me? A heartbeat. Two. Three. He fires. There is no splitting of the sky this time, just a shriek as the world erupts into ringing. Heat scorches the edge of my ear and blood trickles down my jaw. And he shot me. Oh God, he shot me. Something heavy hits the floor. The boy grabs my arm. Down! I think he says, I can't hear him, and yanks me behind the coffee bar. We collapse against trash cans, plastic bags, and wash buckets. It smells like dust and dead roaches. I push myself away until my back hits the cabinets. The ringing starts to fade. Christ, I say, and cringe, like Mom's palm is going to crack against my cheek. But it doesn't. The boy just watches me. He's white as an angel under his black clothes, and there's a half-confused crinkle between his brows, like he isn't sure what he's seeing. You're bleeding, he says. I touch my ear. My fingertips come away red. There's been a lot of that today, I say, because otherwise I'm gonna break down, screaming behind a display case of moldy pastry remains. He tears open a package of napkins. Here. He shoves a handful my way. I press them to my ear, and it stings, but only a little bit. You're fine. You shot me, he says. There was an angel. I peek out from behind the counter, lying on the floor, eyes wide like this is all just some strange surprise, is a soldier. One of the ones I didn't recognize, with a simple wedding ring on his left hand. There's Brother Hutch, too, slumped against the sedan. The line of fire matches up perfectly. I pull back. Who are you? Nick. With that, Nick pushes me away and rests his rifle on the counter, trying to find a decent angle. It's no use. His field of vision will be garbage no matter where he sets up. There's no way he can get a good look at the street with the sedan and the cluttered windows. He couldn't have chosen this spot. I'm the pampered child of a church leader, and even I know you don't hold a position alone, especially not a bad position. I say. I'm Benji. He doesn't say, is that a girl's name? Or, like the dog from that old movie? His finger just taps on the trigger guard. Tip, tip, tip. A heartbeat. How many are there? He asks. I do some quick subtraction. Brother Hutch, Stephen, the rookie, the wedding band. There are three now, plus the Grace. Three, Nick says. What's going on out there? All the sounds blur into a roar. Only angels call them graces. Oh. For by grace you have been saved through faith, but by the grace of God, his grace is a gift, grace upon grace. Shakily, I manage. They do? They do. I swallow hard. I didn't know that. That's it. I'm dead. He's going to take that gun and... He says, get up. What? He pulls me up beside him. I drop the napkins. The counter comes to my nose, and I can't see anything but dead bodies in the sedan. Maybe a sliver of the office building. Do you know where anybody is? Nick asks. Tip, tip, tip. I need you to tell me. There's some in the store next door and by the pickup truck, but that's, you know... I gesture weakly to the side, all the way over there. Would we be able to see them from the window seat? The window seat. All the way across the cafe. I guess? I don't know. I don't get to finish. With the screaming of metal and glass, the Grace slams out from the office building, contorting its body spider-like through the doors. There's a person in its mouth. A boy. It's pulling him, thrashing, down the front stairs. Nick's tapping stops. This is nothing I haven't seen before. This is nothing I haven't done before. I've whispered against a Grace's neck and turned the flood against the angels, but sick still wells in the back of my throat. This is what my power looks like. This is why the angels made me a monster. Bullets slam into the Grace's back, blowing apart what's left of its face, but it keeps moving. It drags the boy into the street, lifts him high like it's showing off a kill, and bites all the way down. The sound is thick and wet, like a soggy branch snapping underfoot. Pieces of bone glint in the sun. The boy does not make any noise at all as he drops to the ground, his severed leg dangling from the Grace's mouth. An angel cries, "The Lord is good!" And Nick says, "Cover your ears." I don't hesitate. I clamp my hands tight, but it's still so loud. A burst of three bullets. One hits the sedan, the other nicks the Grace's shoulder, and the other hits it right in what once had been the jaw. None do anything. Gore splatters the road, but the Grace just brings its giant, clawed foot down onto the boy's chest. His body gives instantly. Dozens of bones crack at once. There's a chorus beyond the ringing in my ears. The death squad howling praise and holy words like dogs. The Grace will hunt down every one of Nick's people and slaughter them. Nobody stands a chance against a Grace, the ones built into perfect blessings of war. Unless you get a bullet through what's left of its brain or take off enough limbs that it can't come after you anymore, there's nothing anyone can do. Except Seraph. Except me. No. No, no. I promised I wouldn't. Evil begets evil begets evil. Giving into Seraph is what the angels want. I promised I would be good. I can't. Dad told me to keep the monster hidden as long as I could, chain it between my ribs, to never accept what the angels did to me. But if I sit back and watch them die, how can I call myself good at all? I wouldn't be ending lives. I'd be saving them. Turning away from Seraph isn't good if it means leaving people to be devoured. And I won't let the angels get their hands on me. I whisper, stop. I don't have to say it out loud, but if I don't say it, at least to myself, it feels like I'm throwing my mind to the ether and letting it fall. Mom always said I should pray out loud because it lets God know I'm not ashamed of my love for him. I say it again, softer, so small there's no sound, but it's there. Stop. 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 The grace stops. The boy's leg falls out of its mouth. Piles of skin and knotted muscle twitch in fear, in confusion, in pain. If I whisper one more word, the grace will turn on the angels with a scream of burning sinners, a choir of voices swallowed whole by the flood. It will break their spines and crush their skulls the same way it killed that boy. It would be so easy. What? Nick starts. I say, take the shot. Nick needs nothing else. He yanks the gun to his shoulder and lines it up, between two shards of glass clinging to the window pane, above the sedan, into the gaping maw of the Grace's mouth, where it will hit the brain and turn it off like a light. One day, somebody is going to think the same thing about me. In the half a second between Nick deciding on the shot and reaching for the trigger, it dawns. This is my future. I've seen the failed Seraph trials. I've seen martyrs pull off their skin, desperate, afraid, aware. That's going to be me, and there's nothing I can do. Crack. It's a perfect shot. One bullet. Instantaneous. Not like Dad, where I watched him bleed out from a gaping wound and pressed my hands to the raw meat of his chest as if I could have ever helped. This borders on merciful. The grace stumbles, almost as if it's tripped, and falls in a jumble of limbs. I did it. I actually did it. It worked. It hurts. I fall and hit the cabinet. Pain burns down like I swallowed hellfire, and my black liquefied guts come out of my mouth, and they're dripping onto my lips. I press my hands to my mouth because those are my insides. Those are my insides coming out, and maybe if I hold them in, they'll go back to normal. If I just... There's a noise. My vision is a narrow, blurry point, or maybe my eyes are just squeezed shut. Something's touching me. And I want it to stop. Another noise. I think it's a voice. The flood rot is bitter and way too sweet, the way a corpse smells sweet in the summer sun, and someone is saying my name. Lord, I kneel before you, a sinner. Have mercy. Have mercy. Up here, Nick says. Benji, up here. Focus on me. Benji. That's my name. The name I picked. Nick catches me by the shoulders and presses napkins against my face the way you'd clean a fussy baby. Look at me. When he's done, he pulls my mask up over my nose. Keep that there, no matter what. Am I clear? The pain has settled into a throbbing ache like a bad period cramp. Bad, really bad. But nothing I haven't felt before. Nothing I haven't survived before. Clear, I say. A shout. Nick! No matter what, Nick repeats and stands. Aisha, here! For a moment, the world is quiet. No gunfire, no screaming, just footsteps on concrete, the cautious tweeting of birds. A black girl with tear streaks down her face steps into the cafe. I see her through the pastry case. Her black outfit is dirty at the knees, and her knuckles are raw. She sees Nick, stops, and jabs a trembling finger at him. You, she whimpers, were supposed to stay with us. It's been so long since I've seen somebody cry. Her voice hitches, and tears hesitate at the corner of her eyes before finally falling, soaking the edge of her mask. You said you'd be right behind us, she says. You said. I'm okay, Nick says, impossibly calm. You and Faith made it without me.
Fuck you.
The girl, Aisha, stamps her foot. We thought you were dead too. Nick says nothing. Aisha's lashes flutter pitifully as the tears come faster.
I'm sorry,
she sobs. She can't be any older than me. Her fingers still have a little bit of baby fat below the knuckle.
I'm sorry, I need to find the others.
They can handle themselves.
No, I need to.
Okay. When you find Faith, bring her back here. Aisha's bloodshot eyes go wide.
What's wrong? I can't handle anything else being wrong. I can't.
Nothing else is wrong. Just bring her back. Aisha hiccups and leaves. As soon as she's gone, Nick is back on the floor with me, his hands keeping me upright. Listen to me closely, he says. Do not call them graces. Do not call it Judgment Day, and do not take this mask off, okay? I say, okay. Nick says, breathe. A few minutes later, Aisha comes back with another girl in tow, Faith. She's a white, shaved head butch, taller than any of us and a few years older. Aisha's pinky is hooked through hers.
Was told you wanted me, Faith says, voice hoarse.
You okay? Nick asks.
Oh, she says, of course not.
When they round the counter, they freeze. Faith sums it up.
Shit.
She crouches, tilting her head.
Hey, bud, what's your name?
When I can't answer, Nick cuts in. This is Benji. Not my dead name. Not Sister Woodside. My real name. Help me get them up. The girls bring me to my feet as Nick deftly moves my jacket to hide the black stains on my shirt. One of my knees gives out, and I slump against Faith's chest. Aisha's voice cracks when she speaks.
All right, we got you.
I manage.
Sorry.
Don't be sorry, Faith says. It's okay.
The angels are gone, Nick says. He's so close I could rest my head on him if I wanted.
I want to. I'm so tired.
You're safe now. I promise.
There's a look in his eyes that's nothing like the girls'. Like he's found something he'd lost for years. Like I'm the final piece of some terrible puzzle.